Hand off a fire stick. Upshaw gets good body position on Mitchell and carries up the right side. Sally Upshaw backs into the circle. Now hits the man coming late. Albert for the shot. He scores! Scotty Upshaw gets it to Andrew Albert, and it's his first goal in 164 games. The Flyers take the 3-1 lead.
Andrew Alberts ends his lengthy goal drought. Tim Saunders, the call on WIP in Philadelphia. Since Andrews has halted the longest current streak, the Monkey jumps on the back of Minnesota tough guy Derek Bougard, who's gone 148 games without a goal. Dallas fired 49 shots against Detroit, the most allowed by the Wings in almost 18 years. And as is often the case, the last one hurt the most.
Richards walking out to Niskanen. He shoots. It's blocked in front, and Erickson can't get there. Now he does, tapping it back to Richards. Over to Niskanen, moving in. He fakes, he shoots right to Osgood. It's loose, they score! Trevor Daley!
Wow, and Detroit is already off the ice.
Ralph Strangis and Daryl Ray on News Talk 820 WBAP in Dallas as defenseman Trevor Daley's overtime tally finished off a 5-4 win. The Stars got goals from three blue liners in this one after having no more than one in any previous game this season. Another penalty shot for Tampa Bay's Vinny LeCavalier.
Here he comes, LeCavalier with the puck, in on Biron. Hold, shoots, score! Vinny LeCavalier scores on the penalty shot! He deked to the back end and slipped it through the pads of Biron.
Dave Mishkin, the call on 620 WDAE, the sports animal in Tampa, as that was LeCavalier's fourth career penalty shot goal. LeCavalier and Marian Hossa are tied for most attempts among active players with 9, and just 2 behind Pavel Bure's record of 11. The Shark Tank has been a fortress, but the Flames ended the home dominance.
Moving in for the Flames to the circle is Bork. Bork now going to the left corner of the Shark zone, sending the puck in behind the net to Lanko. Lanko passes front, Finoff shot. Scored! Dion Phaneuf with the shot, and it gets beyond goaltender Nabokov. The Flames lead it 3-2.
Dion Phaneuf halted a 25-game goal drought by putting the game winner past Evgeny Nabokov. Peter Maher had the call on Sports Radio 960 The Fan in Calgary. The 3-2 loss by the Sharks is their first regulation home defeat this season and ended a 31-game home point streak dating back to March 3rd of last year. A career-best 5-point night for Toronto's Jason Blake.
Kalusti flips it ahead. Blake for the hat trick. Scores! Jason Blake crashes into the net after scoring, but this time it did make the empty net. And the Leafs are going to win it in a wild one here in Carolina.
Joe Bowen on AM 640 Toronto Radio as Blake's sixth career hat trick highlighted a 6-4 final. Eric Cole's last hat trick was when he played for the Hurricanes. Now he's with Edmonton, but he found 3 goals against a familiar opponent.
Here's the puck chopped back to the left side. Ovechkin a drive. It was blocked. Now he throws it at the net. The Oilers tip it out the center. Here's Cole after it. He's got an empty net, and he scores! Eric Cole into an empty net, and the Oilers have a 5-2 lead.
The empty netter for Cole finishes off the Capitals. Rod Phillips the call on 630 CHED Radio in Edmonton. It was the fifth hat trick of Cole's career, and just like his fourth, it came at the expense of Washington. Columbus rookie Nikita Filatov was drafted 6th overall this past June, and expectations were the kid would score some goals. Well, he's now the first Blue Jackets rookie to score a hat trick and joins Pittsburgh's Jordan Staal as the only active players to net 3 goals in a game while still 18. Staal's the youngest player ever to get a hat trick, and Filatov missed out on that record by 77 days when he scored 3 goals in a 4-2 win over Minnesota. George Matthews had the call on the Blue Jackets radio network.
Swept back for Pekka, right corner, in front, quick release! And Filatov looking for the hat trick. And that one stopped by Hardy. Filatov again, quick release, scores! Nikita Filatov, his third of the night, fourth of the campaign. Oh, I'll tell you what, this guy is lightning hot here tonight at Nationwide.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.